This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Dr. Tim Cook. Dr. Cook is the president of Clackamas Community College. Hey there, Dr. Cook. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So you are doing something kind of crazy. It's been, you've described it as ambitious, crazy. Tell us what you're doing.
So starting June 16th, so just a couple weeks out here, I'm going to be running a little over 1,500 miles consecutively to all of the community colleges, all 17 of the community colleges in Oregon. It'll take me a little over 6 weeks to do that.
You're running to 17 different colleges?
Yes, across the state of Oregon this summer.
So how are you going to do this?
How am I going to do it is a really a great question. I've been working on this for over a year. Got a map. I've got a support crew, in an RV that'll be following along, and lots of support at all the colleges. It's been quite a logistical undertaking.
Yeah, sounds like it. So will you run from Clackamas to each college and back to Clackamas, or how does that work?
That's the way I wanted to do it when I initially started. But I tell you, I've looked at the map probably 100 different ways. The route I'm starting at is in Ontario, Oregon, on the border of Idaho. And then I'll go I'm spending the first 3 weeks in Eastern Oregon. I'll go up to Pendleton. It'll take me about a week. I'll go down to Bend. It'll take me about another week. And then down to Klamath Falls, which is another week. And then kind of come up the valley and the coast and come back down to Portland and Clackamas, Mount Hood, and end in the Gorge. The reason for that is Treasure Valley Community College in Ontario, Oregon, is about 200 miles from anywhere. And so if I did a loop, I would have to run to there and away from there. And I just finally said, I don't want to run an extra 200 miles. So I said, I either need to start or end in Ontario. And so we're going to start out there.
Okay. So is it safe to assume you're an avid runner in general life?
I think it's pretty safe. I've run over 50 marathons. I've been running for about 20 years, pretty avidly. I've done a lot of ultras, but never anything this ambitious.
Yeah. Let's talk about the inspiration for this.
Yeah, for sure. So for several years, I've been concerned about just basic needs for community college students. I mean, even before the pandemic, I was seeing students that were having problems with getting food. I knew there were students living in their cars that were taking classes, and it was just something that had been on my mind. And, we were trying to raise some money here locally to help those students. And then the big, I guess, impetus for this is 2021, during the pandemic, a faculty member from Clatsop Community College in Astoria named Fernando Rojas biked to all the community colleges over the summer. And raising money, I think he raised a little over $60,000 for students up at Clatsop. And I remember when he came through Clackamas going, huh, if he could bike that, I bet you I could probably run it. And so he's been super helpful. He's been on part of my planning team ever since, because I reached out to him and said, tell me a little bit more about this. And that was probably the, you know, the seed that was planted at that time that really got me thinking. So about 4 years ago, I've probably been thinking about it ever since.
Wow. You know, biking and running, they're kind of different things though, right?
Very different things. He did it a lot faster than I'll do it.
Yeah. And I think you've got more of a challenge.
I think so.
So the impetus for this is to raise awareness for challenges that that community college students are facing. So talk about some of those challenges.
I will. Actually, and some of the data around that is we learned when we did a statewide survey several years ago that even here at Clackamas Community College, 41% of our students were food insecure in the last month, meaning they missed meals or didn't have enough money to buy groceries. And so that was a significant number. A little over half, about 51%, had been had problems with housing in the past, and that could mean that they weren't able to pay rent, they weren't able to pay like an electric bill. Maybe it meant that they were getting evicted. But the number that really got me was in the last year, 20% of the students here at the college had been homeless at some point in the last year. So they're couch surfing, they're living in their car, there was something going on. So in my mind, I said that's serious. And yeah. I think there's this romanticized notion that, people remember going to college. It's like, oh, I've got to eat some top ramen. I don't have some money to buy food and the rest. So I think when we talk about this now, people don't understand really that folks are making some serious choices about whether to attend classes or whether to pay rent and buy a meal. I'd like to remind people that 71% of our students are part-time. That's probably not because they want to be. They're making choices about, oh, I can afford to pay for a class and I can afford to pay for food. And so I've got to make some choices about that. So that was, those are, when I think about my why and trying to really raise awareness around it, it's a different animal now than it used to be as far as these issues.
Yeah, everybody knows the saga of the starving college student, right? If you've been to college, you know what it's like to eat top ramen, like you say.
Yeah, but now it's much, much more serious than that. And I think for some of these students, dire about how they're trying to navigate.
Yeah. We're talking today with Dr. Tim Cook, president of Clackamas Community College. So when you get to each of these 17 different community colleges, what is your plan? How are you going to engage with the community when you get there?
Yeah, this has been part of the fun of planning it. A statewide awareness effort is a lot of work. So we have either foundation and or communications folks at each of the colleges that have been working on this statewide. And so when I run into a college, each community is a little bit different. So they kind of have different plans for what they want to do when I come in. Several are reaching out to legislators and press to raise awareness when we get out there. Some of the fun things that at least are being planned. I know when I go up to Blue Mountain and Pendleton, they're talking about getting the Pendleton Roundup Princesses out there, to ride for a little bit. When I go through Eugene, it's Tracktown USA. So, can I do a run through Hayward Field and, get a little attention there. So all of the, all of the places are planning some sort of awareness event and fundraising event as we pass through. And that's been the most interesting, exciting thing for me is to really think about statewide, raising awareness for this in each community is pretty fabulous.
Yeah, you're going to be like a hero rolling into town.
I'm going to be a really tired, smelly hero rolling into these places.
So you're calling this the ROCS initiative, and ROCS stands for Running for Oregon Community College Students. How much money do you plan to raise?
My goal is to raise $100 per mile, which is going to equate to about $150,000 overall. I'm hopeful that's the baseline, that actually we raise more than that. But, that's the goal I've set. And the way this is set up, which I think is fantastic, we got several sponsors to cover the costs of the run already. So every cent, every dollar that anybody donates now, they get to choose which community college they want it to go to. So when you go to the fundraising site that we have, it'll ask you which of the 17 you want your money to go to. So I think that's pretty fantastic too.
Yeah. Where can people make donations? I'm guessing you're taking donations now.
Yes. Yeah. We've actually raised a little over $30,000 already and haven't started. So that's nice. It's The site's called Run and then the numeral 4. So run for orccstudents.org. So, and that'll get you to our whole campaign page. And there's a lot on there. There's some fun videos that we've made. There's a Spotify list, because I'm going to be, 8 hours a day, I'm going to need something to listen to. And just obviously how to donate. And then you'll be able to track me too. I'll have a satellite tracker and people will be able to see where I'm at throughout the time.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So you plan to run about 8 hours a day every day?
I plan to be out about 8 hours a day every day. My goal is to do about 30-ish miles a day, okay. 30, 32 miles a day on average, which is about a 50K or a marathon plus a 10K every day. It's the equivalent of 57 marathons in 50 days. And then also to help people understand how audacious this is, it's the equivalent of running from here to Minneapolis. So it's a lot.
That is a lot, especially in the summer. We get some pretty hot summers around here.
Yeah. And so the 8 hours, I'm kind of breaking that up. I'm looking to get out as early as I can in the morning and run about 15, 16 miles, take a break, have something to eat, change shoes, whatever I need to do. And then hopefully get another 15, 16 done early afternoon. But, I say 8 hours because there are sections where there's some pretty dramatic elevation where it's just going to, like you said, it's going to be hot, where, I'll be walking, running when I can, but I think on average, it's probably going to be about 8 hours on my feet every day.
That's crazy.
It is. Indeed. Yes, I can own that.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Dr. Tim Cook, president of Clackamas Community College. This man is going to run to every community college in the state of Oregon. There's 17 of them. It's a 1,500-mile, the whole thing's about 1,500 miles, right?
But yeah, it's actually a little bit over 1,500, but that's what we've been calling it, 1,500 miles in 50 days.
So you're a first-generation college student. So how does your personal experience and journey influence this particular cause?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm actually really proud of it. I grew up here in Oregon City, where I'm actually the president now at Clackamas Community College for the last 7 years. And I still am pretty amazed I get to do this work. And I get to do this work because of people that helped me and mentored me and helped me get through college and go on to get a master's degree and a doctorate. College changed my life. I mean, there's no question about it. It just gave me so many opportunities. And over my career, 30 plus years now working in higher ed, my goal or my mission has been the same since I started. I want to make sure everyone has that opportunity. Depending on whatever they want to do, whatever their dream is, it could be, picking up a class, could be getting a degree, job skills, whatever that is. I want to make sure that there's opportunities for them. So that's my why, again, back to this. When I see students really struggling to try to achieve those dreams, I'm thinking, how do I, remove some of those barriers for them? And that goes right back to, my own opportunities that I had, you know, coming out of high school and going to college, having no idea what I was doing.
Yeah. Talk to us about Clackamas Community College. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Clackamas Community College, we're almost 60 years old. Next year will be our 60th birthday. We educate about 20,000 students a year out here in just about everything. We're what's called a comprehensive community college. So we have transfer students. We have students that are working on job skills, getting degrees to get, you know, get to work. We have students getting their GEDs. We have students learning English. A little bit of everything. And three campuses across Clackamas County. Yeah, pretty, where I think we're about the fourth largest community college in the state. We're right there with Lane, Schmeckata, Mount Hood. PCC is the big one.
It really seems like community colleges are really popular right now. And why is that?
Well, I'm glad to hear that. There's a real focus on trade skills, mm-hmm. and, you know, career and technical skills as people are, you know, questioning the value of education and certainly the debt around that. So, you know, we're in a position with community colleges where we try to keep our costs really low and, you know, we're right there in the community. So it's, you know, the accessibility and we're open to everybody. We don't, you know, we don't have any restrictions on who can come. And so that feels pretty good to me. What people don't realize, I like to remind them, in Oregon, there's about 400,000 students in colleges across the state every year. Community colleges educate about 52% of those. So we're educating the majority of college students, but we don't have big marketing budgets. We don't have football teams. So we kind of just do the work. And so part of this awareness is helping people really, I think, understand too, sort of that, hey, we're here in your community. We're here as a place if you want to, you know, get a new job, learn new skills and have those opportunities as well.
Yeah. For this event, for your run, beyond fundraising, what long-term impacts do you hope that the ROCKS campaign, which is Running for Oregon Community College Students, what do you think it'll have on public perception and policy?
Yeah, the fundraising, I think, is important, but I'm really hoping that there's just more awareness of community colleges and the students and the basic need issues in general. I've got the Senate president's going to run a little bit with me. I've got another House representative is actually going to come out through for a few days. And so we're hoping to get more, you know, legislative. I'm trying to get the governor out when I run through Salem. And just get some more awareness for, you know, the struggles that our students are facing, that we face around funding and the rest. And I hope that lasts, you know, much longer. I have no intention of doing this run ever again. And I don't know that anyone else is going to want to come out and do it. So my hope is that, you know, this raises some awareness that will lead to some, you know, some additional opportunities and just so people can know more about what community colleges are doing and our students.
Has anything like this ever been done before, to your knowledge?
Oh, not in Oregon that I'm aware of. And I haven't researched it a lot. People run across the country every year and do all sorts of crazy things like that. But I don't know of anything like this. So it feels pretty unique.
Dr. Cook, how about highlight again what exactly you are doing? This is going to start in just a couple of weeks.
Just a couple of weeks I'll start. So June 16th, I'll be in Ontario, Oregon, and I'll start running that morning with the goal of getting up to Blue Mountain Community College in Pendleton. Take me 7 days to do that. And then I'll just keep on going. I've got, you know, different segments and I'll be spending about 6 weeks. I'll end up in about August 6th or August 7th. In the Gorge at Columbia Gorge Community College. So after running every day, about 30-ish miles a day, I'll end up in the Gorge. And I'm already excited. They said, hey, what do you think about jumping into the Columbia River at the finish? And I said, that sounds amazing. I said, I will. I'm already thinking toward that.
Yeah, that'll be a refreshing way to end the day. Yeah, awesome. Sure. So Clackamas Community College has been proactive in addressing student needs. Highlight some of the programs and services that have been particularly effective.
Yeah, I would say probably the most effective service that we have, the legislature about 3 years ago funded what are called basic needs navigator positions for all the colleges. And that is a position, that's a person. Their entire job is to meet with students and help them access services like SNAP benefits for, you know, for food and for housing benefits. and resources that students might need for these things. And so I know here at ours, Helen Paz, our benefits navigator, is busy constantly. And so students will come in and, you know, they're going to, you know, potentially be evicted, or they're going to, you know, need some help or some assistance. That has helped us tremendously. Alongside that, our foundation has, I would say, shifted a little bit their focus. You know, foundations usually work towards scholarships and raising money, you know, to bring down tuition or books. Our foundation, and I'm seeing it happening at others, raises money now for basic needs support. So people are donating, you know, and setting up endowments to pay for things like someone's electric bill. I've got a great story of a student who was living out of his car and was about to lose it because he couldn't pay his car insurance. Our foundation paid for his car insurance for, I think, a couple months, 2 or 3 months, because that was his house. That guy ended up going to Portland State, graduating, and now is working in high tech and has actually just got a when you go out and you get it approved or copyrighted now.
Okay, like a patent.
Sorry, I'm losing my mind. Patented. Yeah, thank you. So this guy wouldn't have finished if not for the support that he got here, you know, to basically pay his car insurance, and now is thriving. And so there are lots of stories like that, where, you know, students just need a little bit of help kind of getting through and getting their degree and basically becoming taxpaying citizens. And so, you know, those navigator positions almost weren't included in the statewide budget this year. And there was a lot of lobbying and the rest to make sure they are. And it looks like they're going to continue to be funded. That's a big, important position at all the colleges, I would say.
Community colleges in general don't have student housing. Is that correct? Or don't supply student housing?
That trend is changing. The rural ones have had it for a number of years because there usually isn't much housing available. So many of them have had housing for a long time. But you're now seeing a trend where more and more community colleges, not just in Oregon, but across the country, are developing affordable student housing, whether that's for single parents or just students or whatever that they can come and live in. And I know that's true. You know, it's Portland, Oregon City, Clackamas County is an expensive place to live. So we're investigating, too, about housing. But I know PCC has developed housing. Mount Hood Community College just got some housing. And I'm seeing that trend actually quite a lot.
Yeah, that's great, because usually student housing is much more affordable than trying to find an apartment.
Correct.
Yeah. So get out your crystal ball and look to the future. What are you seeing the role of community colleges in the next decade or so?
Yeah, I think about this often. I really see community colleges becoming more and more of a community hub, whether that's for social services or community connections. You know, they're in the past have just been thought of as a place where you go and, you know, get some skills or you get some classes and transfer on. And now I'm seeing, for example, we have a free clinic that moved onto our campus. We have Oregon State Extension for Clackamas County that's looking to move onto our campus, and really thinking about how do we partner. Oh, we had the farmers market move onto our campus, and thinking how we partner with community appropriate community social services and departments and the rest to really make it a place where people can get their needs met beyond just getting classes. So when I think forward, I often say this, we can't go it alone. We're going to need to do it with partners. We're going to need to find others that really have a similar mission or a similar, you know, thing that they want to do to really make the communities better. And so 10 years from now, I would suspect you'll see that a lot of places where there really are more of a hub, more of a place where you can do a lot of different things besides just go to school.
Yeah. So for this 1,500-mile, 17 community college run you're doing, starting in just a couple of weeks, tell me about some of the partnerships and collaborations you've had and made just to make this happen.
So amazing. The generosity of people has been just phenomenal. So I'll give you a couple examples. I have to shout out to some of our sponsors. Rivermark Credit Union is local credit union here that stepped up as the presenting sponsor for this. Daimler Trucks, right off the bat, donated money and gave us and sponsored that as well. We were trying to get an RV donated, you know, because that's pretty expensive to, you know, have an RV for 6 weeks. Johnson RV and Sandy said, we love this. We want to support it. And so they donated a decked out Sprinter van that we're going to have for the whole time. So nice. pretty phenomenal there as well. One of my recent ones, Nike donated the shoes, you know, because I'm going to go through probably 5-6 pairs of shoes. And then one of their designers, long-term designers, is a community college grad out of Texas, heard about this. And I was just out on Nike campus, and he gave me some of their, they're called these Hyper Ice performance boots that are good for pre-recovery and recovery. Literally elite athletes. LeBron James wears these things and the rest. He goes, they just came out, but I thought you needed a pair of these for that. And a really nice vest that is a cooling or heating vest that you can't even buy. They just give out that out to their elite athletes. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Some of the other fun ones, we have a class here, Geographic Information Systems, a mapping class where they go out for the Forest Service or else and learn how to map. They've taken this project on, the students have, and said, how do we help tell this story statewide visually? And so they're creating maps that, you know, you'll be able to follow and see where I'm at. So, and as I said earlier, each of the community colleges is all doing their own sort of events or activities around this as well. So it's become truly a statewide activity. I was worried at the beginning that, oh, this is just going to be like Tim's Run kind of thing, and people wouldn't realize that. And I was like, no, this is really about awareness for these students, and it's become that. So that, I think that's probably the thing that makes me happiest. It's really become this statewide event that's coming up.
Yeah, you've really got every community that a community college is in rallying around you. That's fantastic.
And they're all over Oregon. You know, I mean, they're just about everywhere.
Yeah. So let us know one more time where we can get more information and make donations to help you out.
Yeah, it's the website is run, R-U-N, and then the numeral 4, and then O-R-C-C, students.org. So run for Oregon CC students, run for O-R-C-C, students.org.
Excellent. Can we get an update when you finish this?
I would love to come back. And I mean, that's the, I think, part that'll be interesting too. I mean, I'm going to be in a lot of small towns. I'm going to be in a lot of small communities and, you know, and I'm going to try to every day upload video and progress on the rest. But I think at the end, the opportunity to really tell the story, I have no idea how it's going to turn out. Yeah. I think that'll be pretty compelling. So I'd love to come back.
Okay, great. Because I want an update for sure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we've been talking today with Dr. Tim Cook, president of Clackamas Community College, and this man is going to run 1,500 miles to all 17 community colleges in Oregon. Just saying it makes me tired. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.